This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. President Bush spent yesterday coming to terms with a dramatic new political landscape in Washington. The House will be firmly under Democratic control in January. Last night, the Associated Press called the U.S. Senate race in Virginia a win for the Democratic candidate James Webb. And if the final results back that up, the president will have to work with a Democratic Senate as well. Mr. Bush's biggest challenge will be Iraq. And we have two views this morning on the sea change. First, from the White House, where yesterday the president announced the resignation of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Here's NPR's David Green.
If someone wrote a book about what a president should do after his party gets whacked at the polls, one passage might go like this. Be nice, act humble, and say you got the message. In 1994, Republicans wrestled the majorities in Congress away from Democrats. On the morning after, President Bill Clinton had this script ready.
With the Democrats in control of both the White House and the Congress, we were held accountable yesterday, and I accept my share of the responsibility in the result of the elections.
Yesterday, it was President Bush's turn to play the humble card.
When I first came to Washington nearly 6 years ago, I was hopeful I could help change the tone here in the Capitol. As governor of Texas, I had successfully worked with both Democrats and Republicans to find common sense solutions to the problems facing our state. While we made some progress on changing the tone, I'm disappointed we haven't made more. I'm confident that we can work together.
To strike this tone, it was almost as if Mr. Bush flipped a switch. In recent weeks, he had been in full campaign mode. He insisted Republicans would keep control of Congress. He mocked Democrats who thought otherwise.
You know, we got some people dancing in the end zone here in Washington, D.C. They got them measuring their drapes. They're going over to the Capitol and saying, well, my new office looks beautiful. I think I'm going to have this size drape there, this color.
Yesterday, a different President Bush. He suggested he knew all along his party was in trouble.
I knew we were going to lose seats. I just didn't know how many.
And as for those drapes, the president said he brought them up when he called House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to congratulate her.
I shared with her the names of some Republican interior decorators who can help her pick out the new drapes in her new offices.
Reporters were on to the president. One asked Mr. Bush why he was acting so differently.
What's changed today is the election's over and the Democrats won.
Simply put, but just listen to the president from Monday night, the eve of the election, at a rally in downtown Dallas. He hit the Democrats hard, accusing them of trying to leave Iraq early.
They don't have a plan, but they've got a principle, and the principle is get out before the job is done.
That was then. This is now.
I don't know how many members of Congress said get out right now. I mean, the candidates running for Congress in the Senate, I haven't seen that chart. Some of the comments I read where they said, well, look, we just need a different approach to make sure we succeed. Well, you can find common ground there. See, if the goal is success, then we can work together.
Working together with Democrats, especially in what's been a poisonous partisan atmosphere in Washington, is going to require more than a day of niceties from Mr. Bush. To get anything substantial done, he and Democratic leaders will probably have to develop far more trust and some level of rapport. They are making an effort today. Mr. Bush has at least tentative plans to have Pelosi and her number two in the House, Steny Hoyer, join him for lunch. In fact, calling Pelosi and Hoyer was one of the first things Mr. Bush did on the morning after. David Green, NPR News, Washington.